Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. The round 19 team list have just dropped. We're going to dive into those live for you now, give our live reaction. First game, Thursday night, the Parramatta Eels taking on the Canberra Raiders. For the Parramatta Eels, at fullback, Clint Gutherson, on the wings, Mike Asivo and Blake Ferguson. In the centres, Wonga Blake, and the debut of a future star, in my opinion, Will Pennicini. He has replaced Tommy Opacic. Been a tough couple of weeks for Opacic, so I'd say they'd just be giving him a little break to take it all in. But Will Pennicini, keep your eye on this kid. I think he's going to be a real star moving forward. Dylan Brown in the six. Jake Arthur still named in the seven. Up front, Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Paulo returns with Reid Marnie in the nine. Isaiah Papali'i and Ryan Madison on the edges with Nathan Brown in jersey 13. On the bench, Murata Neokore, Sean Lane, Oregon Kafusi and Will Smith. On the extended bench, no sign of Mitch Moses, so he will not be playing this week once again. You got Hayes Dunster, Bryce Cartwright and Joey Lussick. Not expecting too many changes there. You could see Will Smith drop out potentially. For the Canberra Raiders, Jordan Rapana named at fullback. We heard the news today that Xavier Savage, he has been ruled out for the season. Really tough break there. Harley Smith Shields gets to go on the wing, a kid that I really do like. A couple of young superstars in this game. Big semi on the wing for the Canberra Raiders once again. In the centres, Jared Croker and Sebastian Chris. Jack Whiten is out, so Matty Frawley starts at six with Sam Williams at seven. Up front, Josh Papale and Emre Gula. Joshy Hodgson in the nine. Corey Hutawira-Naira in the second row with Hudson Young and Ryan Sutton in jersey 13. Tommy Starling, Matty Tomoko, CS Soliola and Joey Tappanay make up the bench. A really interesting bench for the Raiders there. Obviously a hooker and an outside back, Matty Tomoko. A bit surprised to see him on the bench. But interesting makeup there. You've obviously got Ryan James on the extended bench, Havili as well. So wouldn't be surprised to see changes there to that Canberra Raiders side before they take on the Parramatta Eels on Thursday night to kick off round 19. Friday, 6 p.m, Sydney Roosters taking on the Newcastle Knights. Couple of big ins for the Roosters, headlined by their number one, James Tedesco returns. Daniel Tupou on one wing with Matt Ikavalu on the other side. Joey Manu returns into the centres. And Billy Smith also in the centres. Interestingly enough, Josh Morris, he's on the extended bench. So keep an eye on that situation, whether he comes in or not. Drew Hutchinson at six, Sammy Walker at seven. Up front, Jared Rhea Hargraves and Isaac Liu with Sam Verrill starting in nine. Angus Crichton and Satili Tupanua in the second row with Victor in jersey 13. Your bench for the Sydney Roosters, Lachlan Lamb, Nat Butcher, Egan Butcher and Siwa Taki Aho returns in jersey 17. As I said, you got Josh Morris on the bench. Also got Fletcher Baker and Adam Kieran as well. So a couple of options there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Taki Aho rested from this game at the end of the day either. So keep an eye on that situation. For the Newcastle Knights, Kalen Ponga at fullback, Dominic Young on one wing, Hymel Hunt on the other side. The centres are Inari Tuala and Kurt Mann. Jake Clifford lines up in six, partnered with Phoenix Crossland. Still no sign of Mitchell Pearce. Jacob Saifidi up front with Daniel Saifidi. Jacob Saifidi obviously under an injury cloud this week, so keep an eye on him. Daniel Saifidi coming back from a rib injury, so keep an eye on both of these front rowers realistically. Jaden Brayley at nine. In the second row, Tyson Brazel and Mitch Barnett. He returns to that left edge. Very exciting for him if you've held on to Barnett this entire time, or you've you've got him in draft. Exciting times for you. Connor Watson named in jersey 13. Watson and Radley going head-to-head. Looking forward to that one. On the bench for the Newcastle Knights, Suaso Su, David Clemmer, Josh King and Brody Jones. Extended bench, no sign of Pierce there either. So you got Lachlan Fitzgibbon. He's in jersey 21. We've heard that he is in doubt. You've also got Jack Johns, Simi Sasagi and Tex Hoy there. That rounds out your Newcastle 21. The late game on Friday night, 7:55 from Townsville. A dry track. Could be anything for the Melbourne Storm. You've got the Cowboys taking on Melbourne. For the North Queensland Cowboys, the Hammer starts at fullback. Kyle Felt on one wing. Kane Bradley on the other side. I believe it might be his debut. I don't really know much about Kane Bradley. Murray Tuilagi and Connolly Lumelu in the centres there. Scotty Drinkwater at 6. Tommy Dearden at 7. Up front, Jordan McLean and Francis Molo. Reece Robson starting in the 9. Shane Wright and Mitch Dunn on the edges with Tau Malolo, the skipper, in jersey 13. On the bench, Tom Gilmert, Lukey, Cohen Hess and Jake the Snake Granville, jersey 17. Extended bench there, you got Arcee, you got Holly, you got Lachlan Burr. So keep an eye on that bench again, but I think they might go 1-17, the North Queensland Cowboys. For the Melbourne Storm, a couple of big ins here and a couple of big outs as well. Nico Hines starts at fullback. Dean Iorima, he comes in to replace George Jennings, who is out for a couple of weeks. Josh Adokar returns on the other wing. Remus Smith and Justin Olam hold their spots in the centres. Cooper Johns at 6, replacing Cameron Munster, who is out this week. Jerome Hughes wears the 7. Up front, Jesse Bromwich and Christian Welsh returns. A massive in there for the Melbourne Storm. Brandon Smith at 9 in the second row. Chris Lewis replaces Felice Kafusi and Kenny Bromwich in the second row with Tui Kamakamika in jersey 13. On the bench, Aaron Bruth, Aaron Penne, Nelson Asafa-Solomona, and the big return, jersey 17. We welcome him back, one of the biggest superstars in our game, Ryan Pappenhausen. Very excited to see Pappy back on the field. On the bench, you've got Jordan Grant, made his debut last week. You've got Lume and Marion Sebe as well. Interesting, the Melbourne Storm obviously resting a couple of guys this week. Dale Finucane, Munster, Kafusi, a couple of guys are out this week, so it might be an indication that they're resting a couple of guys now so that they can finish the season big. If you're a Supercoach player relying on these Melbourne guys in the back end, I don't mind this for you, just quietly. Saturday, Super Saturday kicks off at 3 p.m. with the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the New Zealand Warriors. At fullback for the Bunnies, Latrell Mitchell. On the wings, interesting changes here. Josh Mansour on one wing and Jackson Paulo on the other wing. Gagai and Campbell Graham in the centres. Cody Walker and Rendiggity in the 7. Mark Nichols and Thomas Burgess up front with Damian Cook at 9. Kula Muntangi and Jaden Sewer are your edges with Cam Murray in jersey 13. Interestingly enough, jersey 14, he's been unreal the last few weeks playing on the right wing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Tane Milne. Partnering him on the bench is Jacob Host, Patrick Mago and Jai Arrow returns as well. On the extended bench, Braden Burns, Jed Cartwright, Blake Taft, Dean Hawkins. You could see a heap of changes here for South Sydney, so just stay tuned there. But obviously, on the wing, some really, really interesting changes there. Obviously, AJ is out, and they've taken Tane out of the side. If you've been holding Josh Mansour in draft for the last couple of weeks, wow, you've just hit absolute gold. Looks like he'll be playing on the left wing outside Cody Walker. They've been on fire the last few weeks, and I mean, if you've got enough trades, you could potentially look at Mansour as well. Could be a huge pod. For the New Zealand Warriors, Reece Walsh at fullback, Dallin Watene-Zalesniak on the wing with Marcelo Montoya on the other side. The centres are Adam Pompey and Ewan Aitken. In the halves, Chad Townsend partnered with Cody Nikorima up front. And the skipper this week, Adam Fanua Blake, partnered with Matt Lodge, who went the full 80 last week. An incredible performance by these two. Replacing Wade Egan is Jazz Tavega at 9. In the second row, Jack Murchie and Bailey Sirenen. In the 13, replacing Tohu Harris. He's going to have a big few weeks. Keep an eye on this guy, Josh Curran. Really excited for him. A little Supercoach player that you should be keeping an eye on there too. On the bench, Otokolo, I haven't seen much of him. I believe he's a hooker, though. Eli Katoa, Bunty Afoa, and Leeson Armau. On your extended bench, 18, Kane Evans. I think he'll have something different written on his hand this week, just quietly. Edward Cossey, Sean O'Sullivan, and Ben Murdoch-Macillis. Obviously, no Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, no Wade Egan, no Rocco Berry, no Tohu Harris. We have had confirmation today, Tohu Harris, it is an ACL injury, so we wish him all the very best. 5:30, Saturday, we've got the Manly Seagulls taking on the West Tigers. Unfortunately for the West Tigers, couple of ins for the Manly Seagulls, headlined by their fullback Tom Trbojevic, he returns this week. On the wings, Jason Saab and Ruben Garrick. Brad Parker, Hank Scorpio in the centres with Morgan Harper. At 5'8", Kieran Foran. At halfback, returning this week, the skipper, DCE. Up front, Paseka and Marty Tapau. Lachlan Croker wears the 9. Olika 2 in the second row with Joshy Schuster. Jake Trbojevic returns in jersey 13. Dylan Walker wears jersey 14, returning in jersey 15. We haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, but he was on fire before he left. Josh Aloye, very exciting to see him back. Obviously coming up against his former club, a little bit extra for him. Sean Kepe and Toa Sipley make up your bench for the Manly Seagulls. On the extended, Moses Suli, Cade Cust, some pretty handy talent there. I think they will go 1-17 though, the Manly Seagulls there. For the West Tigers, Dane Laurie at fullback, David Nofaluma on one wing, Ken Mamalo on the other side, Junior Paugauer in the centres after his debut last week with Tommy Talau, Adam Dwayhe in the 6, Luke Brooks wears the 7, Big Stefano up front, he's been unreal the last couple of weeks, with James Tarmow the skipper, Jacob Little wears the 9. On the edges, you've got Luke Garner and Luciano Leilua with Thomas McKaylee wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Joe Offa-Hengawi, Alex Twoll, Tui Simpkins and Moses Mbai rounds out the bench. On the extended bench, you've still got Sheekam, Jake Simpkins, Alex Seafarth and Sean Bloor, so a heap of talent that the Tigers have sitting on their extended bench there. Interesting to see if any of those guys come in. 7:35, the last game to round out Super Saturday. Penrith Panthers up against the Brisbane Broncos. Some big ins for the Penrith Panthers. Dylan Edwards at fullback. Good to see him back. Charlie Staines on one wing. Brian To'o on the other side. Stephen Crichton in the centres with Matt Burton. He shifts back to the centres because, of course, Jerome Luai has been named in the 6. I'm still not buying that he's actually going to play this game, so stay tuned for late changes there. I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest if they give Jerome Luai one extra week. Tyrone May retains his 7 jersey. Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris up front with Abbey Curacao in the 9. Viliami Kikau, Kurt Capewell, and of course Isaiah Yeo make up the back row for the Penrith Panthers. On the bench, jersey 14, Mitch Kenny. 15, Scotty Sorensen. 16, Spencer Linu. 17, Liam Martin. Still got Brent Naden, Paul Momorowski, Matty Eisenhuth on this extended bench. This squad, they are unreal for the Penrith Panthers. But keep an eye on Jerome Luai. I'm not overly convinced Romy plays this game. For the Brisbane Broncos, Tessie New at fullback, Corey Oates on one wing, Jermaine Asako holds onto his spot for now. Keep in mind, on the bench, there is Xavier Coates, though. Katoni Staggs in the centres with Herbie Farnworth. The halves stay the same, Brody Croft and Tyson Gamble. Up front, Tom Flegler, Payne Haas, and Jake Turpin wears the 9. In the second row, Alex Glenn and Jordan Rickey with Kobe Hetherington locking the scrum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
On the bench, Corey Pakes, not great signs for any Jake Turpin owners there. Reece Kennedy, Keenan Palacia, and TC Rabati, who had an injury this week. Good to see him named once again. I think if he's fit, he'll probably come into the starting side, to be honest with you. On the extended bench, still got Ethan Bullimore sitting there, really talented guy. Jesse Arthurs, and of course, Xavier Coates. He's the big one to watch. If Xavier Coates does come in, I think you'll see Jermaine Osako. He will part ways with this side, but here, Kevin Walters mentioned the other day that he is their goal kicker. I'm tipping that one's going to be a reasonably close game for them. They're definitely going to put themselves in the contest, I think, the Broncos. I think they might surprise a few people this weekend and put up a really good fight. So interesting to see how that one plays out. For the Dragons versus Titans, that's the first game on Sunday afternoon, kicking off at 1:50 from the Gold Coast. Dragons home game being played at the Gold Coast is what it is in the modern day. A lot of ins and outs for the St. George of the Royal Dragons. Let's dive into it. Matt Duffy, he returns at fullback. On the wing, Jordan Piera and Matty Fiegai. In the centres, you got Gerard Beale and Cody Ramsey. So Cody Ramsey playing in the centres with Gerard Beale. Jaden Sullivan at 6, no Corey Norman. Ben Hunt wears the 7. Keep in mind, guys, a lot of these Dragons players are out because they have to serve their one-game suspension. Up front, Blake Laurie and Josh Kerr with Andrew McCulloch in jersey 9. Jack Bird and Tariq Sims make up the back row with Moose, Josh McGuire in jersey 13. Adam Clune, Tyrell Fuimoto Mayano, Jermaine Tenor-Brown and Jack DeBellin on the bench. Interesting to see Jack DeBellin on the bench there. On your extended bench, Cade Ellis, Amoni, Billy Burns and Tyrell Sloan. So I'm not sure how many changes you'll see to that side. I'm a bit surprised That Jack DeBellin's on the bench, to be honest with you. I would expect him to start. Obviously, a lot of guys out, though, from this side. Obviously, Braden Viliami, Corey Norman, Jackson Ford, and Farmer Sully. I think all four are due to their little party the other week. For the Titans, a couple of changes here as well. AJ Brimson at fullback. Coming back onto the wing, Greg Marshew, one to keep an eye on in Supercoach. If he's available on your waiver wise in draft, put him as a number one target. And Corey Thompson on the other wing. Brian Kelly and Patrick Herbert in the centres at 5'8". Ash Taylor making his debut at 7. Another future star, a kid that I really do like, Toby Sexton. Keep an eye on this kid. He's got a lot of ability. Out front, Jared Wallace and Mo Fodawaker. Mitch Rain at 9. In the back row, Kevin Proctor and David Fifita with Big Tino locking the scrum at 13. On the bench, Tyrone Peachy, Sam Lasone, Jermaine Joliffe, and Bo Fermor. Extended bench, you've got Esau Master, Sam McIntyre, Tana Boyd, Jaden Campbell there. So could be a couple of changes there. A bit of talent sitting on the extended bench there for the Titans. The late game, Sunday afternoon, we've got the Canterbury Bulldogs taking on the Cronulla Sharks. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, at fullback, Nick Meaney. On the wings, Corey Allen and Jaden Ockenbore. Will Hopewade and Aaron Scoop in the centres. Lachlan Lewis retains his jersey 6. Jake Avrillo in the 7. Siamana Fanai up front with Jack Hetherington, JMK wearing the jersey 9, Corey Waddell in the back row with Josh Jackson, Luke Thompson in jersey 13. On the bench, Biondi Odo, number 14, he's the young fellow that came off the bench on the weekend and set up a brilliant try, really quick little hooker slash halfback. Dylan Napa, Joe Stimson, and Ofahiki Ogden make up the Canterbury bench. Extended bench, you've still got Kyle Flanagan, Sione Katoa, Manu, and Matt Dory as well. For the Cronulla Sharks, at fullback, you have got Will Kennedy on the wing, Sione Katoa and Ronaldo Mulitalo. Connor Tracy and Jesse Ramian make up the centres. Braden Trindle at 6. Shawnee Johnson at 7. Up front, Toby Rudolph comes into the front row to replace Aiden Tolman, who is suspended. He's partnered by Aaron Woods. Blake Brayley wears jersey 9. Sifa Talakai and Tyg Wilton will start in the back row with Jack Williams in jersey 13 promoted to the starting side because Toby Rudolph has moved into the front row to replace Aiden Tolman. On the bench, Hirotti. Royce Hunt returns for his first game in a while. Sensational for Royce Hunt. Always been a big fan of him. Britton Okora and Braden Hamlin-Ula on the bench as well. Extended bench, a lot of talent here still. Billy Magoulias, Andrew Fifita, and a name that I really hope we see over the next few years and a name that I think he's going to play a role for the Cronulla Sharks moving forward, Luke Metcalf. I would love to see him get a gig before the season is up. Guys, that wraps up all of the teams in round 19. Thank you for joining us once again. If you haven't listened to the podcast from today, we had our full round 18 review. A couple of other podcasts dropped earlier today talking about Tevita Pangai Jr., this potential move to the Penrith Panthers, which now looks unlikely, but a little look into my crystal ball of how I saw that one playing out. And stay tuned over the next hour or so, a really big podcast talking about Andrew Johns and one of the biggest disappointments of his career. It's something that I think we don't talk about enough. Cheers, guys. Talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.